Senior editor, NPR employs 87 Democrats in editorial positions, 0 Republicans in DC newsroom. By Wendell Hasebo on April 9, 2024. Far-left National Public Radio, NPR. Employs 87 registered Democrats in editorial positions but 0 Republicans in the same positions in its Washington, D.C. headquarters, NPR senior editor Yuri Berliner wrote Tuesday. Berliner, who admittedly leans left, wrote a scathing article about NPR's illiberal newsroom, slamming the taxpayer-funded network for refusing to address a diversity problem within the office. In an article published in the Free Press, Berliner said he opposed many of the left-wing and perhaps false narratives NPR spun about the coronavirus lab leak theory. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, the Don't Say Gay Bill, Hunter Biden's laptop, former President Donald Trump, and the 2016 Russia hoax. Politics were blotting out the curiosity and independence that ought to have been driving our work, he explained. His concerns came to a head when he told management in 2021 that NPR, which presents its news stories as unbiased, had a bias problem within the network. Berliner reported. So on May 3, 2021, I presented the findings at an all-hands editorial staff meeting. When I suggested we had a diversity problem with a score of 87 Democrats and 0 Republicans, the response wasn't hostile. It was worse. It was met with profound indifference. I got a few messages from surprised, curious colleagues. But the messages were the "oh wow, that's weird" variety. As if the lopsided tally was a random anomaly rather than a critical failure of our diversity North Star. In a follow-up email exchange, a top NPR news executive told me that she had been skewered for bringing up diversity of thought when she arrived at NPR. So, she said, I want to be careful how we discuss this publicly. For years, I have been persistent. When I believe our coverage has gone off the rails, I have written regular emails to top news leaders, sometimes even having one-on-one sessions with them. On March 10, 2022, I wrote to a top news executive about the numerous times we described the controversial education bill in Florida as the Don't Say Gay Bill when it didn't even use the word gay. I pushed to set the record straight, and wrote another time to ask why we keep using that word that many Hispanics hate, Latinx. On March 31, 2022, I was invited to a manager's meeting to present my observations. Over the years, Berliner wrote, NPR's newsroom tilted left. In 2011, he said the network's audience tilted a bit to the left but still bore a resemblance to America at large. He described NPR listening as 26% conservative, 23% middle of the road, and 37% far left. That changed by 2023 when only 11% of listeners described themselves as conservative, 21% as middle of the road, and 67% left-leaning. That wouldn't be a problem for an openly polemical news outlet serving a niche audience, he wrote, but for NPR, which purports to consider all things, it's devastating both for its journalism and its business model. NPR's business model appears in decline. The taxpayer-funded organization laid off 10% of its workforce, going from approximately 1,200 to about 1,050 employees after the left-wing media company failed to generate enough revenue, the organization announced in 2023. Taxpayer funds subsidized NPR's budget by nearly 11%. NPR's far-left position was reflected in the network's coverage when Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joby Polak appeared on its morning edition with Steve Inskeep in 2016. During the interview, Polak defended Breitbart News's then-executive chairman Stephen K. Bannon, while calling out NPR's racist programming, as Breitbart News reported. National Public Radio Ombudsman/Public Editor Elizabeth Jensen has recommended that the taxpayer-funded radio news service bar future live interviews of conservatives who may have controversial views, following an interview November 16 with Breitbart News' Joby Polak. Update, November 21, NPR has clarified its policy and says live interviews of conservatives will continue. See here. Polak, who serves as Breitbart's senior editor-at-large and in-house counsel, defended its executive chairman Stephen K. Bannon from false and defamatory claims of anti-Semitism and white nationalism. He also turned the tables, pointing out that NPR has racist programming, including a story that called the 2016 election results nostalgia for a whiter America. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.